Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I am your host, Linda, and I hope you guys can hear. And if you guys can hear me, please type it in, Nick or Yo. Thank you. My name is Linda. I'm broadcasting from Oceanside. It is about 83 degrees, and it is gorgeous. So again, if you can hear me, let me know by typing in the chat room. So much has gone on, of course. The election yesterday, we picked up a lot of seats in the Senate. Before I get to that, and we will get to much of this stuff that's been going on, especially locally, especially in the state of California, which is a complete disaster, I want to start with the scripture that I learned last Sunday at my lovely church. So, again, hopefully Yo is getting in well and can hear and type in that she can. This is the Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 23, 1 through 12, and it's very poignant for today. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So do and observe what they tell you, but not the works they do. For they preach, but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long, and they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the marketplaces and being called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven. Neither be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Christ. The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Yes, I'm hoping people can hear. I don't know if I'm connected, but I got the sound, so hopefully if you're refreshing, I guess that's what's happening. If anyone can hear me, well, let me know one way or another. So those were great teachings. I'm hoping that people can hear, and perhaps if it's not heard now, it will be heard in the archives. So again, if you logged in and you can hear me, please type and let me know. I'm kind of flying blindly because Blog Talk has changed and it's like a real pain. Okay, no sound. All right, hold on one second. Okay, I'm not muted. I'm on. I don't know why this isn't working, so I'm going to go to Bill and see if he can hear me. Hi, Mr. Strong, can you hear me? Okay, nothing. Great. So here we go again. No sound from Bill. Okay. Oh, boy. This is really frustrating. I have no idea if I'm broadcasting. Can you hear me? Okay, so Yola's not getting sound. The guest logged out, and Bill can't hear me. I don't know what's happening with these people. I don't understand this. She's trying to refresh one more time. So apparently I'm not broadcasting today, so I don't understand what's happening. I don't know if Bill can hear or if anyone has a computer. I don't know if you've got sound, Yola. Let's see. Sound. Okay, I'm going to go this way. I can't take calls. Calls either. Oh, this is not good. Okay, she's trying to type. I don't know if she can get anything. Bill dropped out, so I guess he's having problems as well. So I don't know if I'm broadcasting or not. I have absolutely no idea if anyone can hear. So please type in if there's sound or no sound so I can understand what's happening. I may have to cancel the show. No sound. Okay. Okay, this is BTR. Okay, I'm going to try one more time. I'm hoping I can pick him up. Okay. Okay, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I could hear you when you were talking a minute ago.
Okay, something's wrong with... No, my mic's not muted, yo. Of course, she can't hear me. I think it's her machine or something. She's refreshed a gazillion times. So I don't know what's happening with BTR. So anyone in the chat room, for some reason, is not getting sound. So this is not a fun day. I mean, I don't know how you guys did yesterday. Because was there a problem with people hearing you?
Not that I know of.
Okay. I can try to do this. I hope this will work. I'm going to try refreshing. But I hope I don't lose you, so I'm going to try this.
The other people may need to use their default player midway up because I had that trouble many times with Block Talk. For some reason, they're just chaotic.
Okay, now I just refreshed. I have to refresh my chat room. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay, so how about now, Yola? I'm going to try this again. I have no idea. She said nothing. If I sign out, I don't know how I can... I don't want to end the episode. I don't want to sign out. I just did the refresh, so... Okay, so she said there's no sound coming across. Okay. The only other way for maybe... she said not a sound. She's not getting anything. So, let's see... Alt. I'm asking her if she can do default. So I don't know. She's logged out, so I don't know what she's trying to do. But she's logged back in. She just keeps refreshing. Okay, I'm gonna say you has sound. I have him on line. Okay. Okay, yeah, I get that. You're calling in, and I have you on the line. I could actually pick you up, whereas before you couldn't hear me for some reason. I couldn't hear you at all, so I don't know what's happening. it's so frustrating.
It's got to pick me up, you'd probably get a hernia.
Huh?
I said if you try picking me up, you'd probably get a hernia.
I meant picking up on the line, but anyway, so. I did not get a chance to hear your broadcast from yesterday. You did an hour. That was good. Maybe there was the same problem with the chat room yesterday.
Well, yesterday there wasn't even anyone in it. I thought maybe it was a time change. Screwed people up.
I don't know because... that was, Sunday morning. So we've had... plenty of time. I think that Blog Talk is just messing with us. I don't know what's why. And usually,
are they upset because of how the election went?
Perhaps. Is that Miss Yola or Nick? I think we've got Yola on Skype.
Good.
I can't hear. Oh, go ahead.
Linda. Hi.
Yes.
Hi, yeah. We got sound. That's the only way. Bell, how are you doing?
Oh, she just asked you, Bill, how you're doing.
I've been doing good. I feel really good. Went to the doctor yesterday. Told me I didn't have to come back for 3 months. My cholesterol has dropped. My blood pressure has dropped.
Praise the Lord.
Everything's good there.
That's fantastic.
Yay. Okay, so anyway... I just want to give a rundown since there's just the three of us and I don't see anybody in chat. Nobody knows what's happening with Blog Talk. Yesterday was quite an interesting situation. I was at the polls all day. And just to give you A to Z, the night before I was supposed to help this idiotic precinct inspector who is about as useful as you know what on a boar, and we'll get into that in a minute. I think I have Mr. Robert also on the line because he's that's the only way he gets in. Anyway, Mr. Robert, how are you?
Not so good, Miss Linda.
Well, okay. I can imagine. Did you lose?
Not only did I lose, they didn't count my right of vote.
Oh, dear. Oh, my gosh. Well,
they had him as unopposed, Linda. And
oh Lord!
Anybody who wrote me in didn't get counted.
Wow, that's so bizarre. Look, we've got dirty politics everywhere. I just want to give you. I'm giving my election day rundown to everybody because there's so much to cover, and I'm glad you guys are on the line because that's the way we can absolutely. I'm getting messages, I think, but I'm not sure. I don't know what. Okay, that's not it. Something's making sound. I don't know if it's you guys or Blog Talk. I have no idea.
I'm talking to somebody on my...
Okay, all right. That's fine. So that's making noise. Yeah, it's very audible on this end. Anyway, we've got Yola here and Bill Strong, so I'm just going to try to give you the situation. So, okay, so Monday night, this person, which will remain nameless... until I write my letter to the Registrar of Voters, which I'm composing, is supposed to do his homework, which he never does. He's supposed to coordinate with the polling place, you know, where we're actually going to have the voting going on, and make sure that the maintenance crew opens up the silly doors so that we could go the night before and set up the little polling booth things, you know, because we can only put out a couple of items. We can't put out everything because it's too sensitive with voters' information. Okay, that didn't happen. I was sitting there at, I think it was 10 minutes to 5 in the evening. Both doors are unlocked. The room is filled with all these big tables. I'm all by myself. I'll be danged if I was going to move those tables by myself, half in the dark, you know, it's getting dark outside and getting chilly. And no one's there to help, nothing. And there was, even if I moved the tables, there was no equipment because the other particular moron was not available because he said he had to work until 7:30 or some nonsense, which was absolutely ridiculous. I get there at 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday for my polling duties, right? He's not there. He doesn't get there till 6. Well, he's got all the equipment, right? There's four people ready to work the polls, but the doors aren't open because he doesn't pick up the phone. I don't even think this guy went to the classes or the online classes, to tell you the truth. He doesn't know anything about the materials. He doesn't know anything about setting it up or tearing it down or taking, you know, packaging anything. I had to tell him all of that stuff at the end of the day. I was so ticked off, and I told my friends, not people at the polling place at all, not any of the workers or anything else, but my local friends here, I said, I will never work with this man again, and I'm going to send a letter, and I'm going to explain to them that this man needs either training or he needs to be a clerk. He does not belong as a precinct inspector. He doesn't do his work. He's lazy. He's incompetent, and it's just not fun to work with this person. So that was my first experience. And then we've had this very contentious city council race in Oceanside. There was five candidates, actually. The third one of the unincumbents was a no-show at every debate. He was a no-show at all the forums. He was a no-show anywhere. I mean, I didn't see a sign or nothing. The guy was just a loser. So, consequently, he only got 2% of the vote. Well, Dana came in, I think... third, I think Feline came, I have it somewhere in this mess, came in fourth. Jerry Kern came in second, and Chuck Lowry came in first. So they're not finished counting all these local races, so we don't know if Lowry got in. So, which will upset the apple cart, and then we have to hold some people's feet to the fire. So the guy who is the actual troubleshooter supervisor who comes around to the polls and checks on us every couple of hours to see if we're doing okay, He said he, because he was at one polling place in Oceanside, and he had to tell these people, because he didn't tell me which incumbent it was, but I guessed it was Feline. And so I didn't ask him. He didn't tell me, and I didn't tell him who the candidate was who was running against these guys that had their signs stolen and handouts to neighborhoods all around town saying that she had dropped out of the race. But anyway, or I said this candidate. Anyway, so he says, "Oh my God!" He says it's hard to prove, but you know, if they've got flyers doing that kind of stuff, that's totally illegal. I says, "Yeah, no fooling." So I told my friends last night when I got home what this other incumbent candidate, which I don't really know which one it was. It could have been Jerry, could have been Gary, you know, the two Bobbsey twins that were trying. And it's just dirty politics. So Robert, I know exactly what you're going through. I mean, I think it was 2012 when Dana was running against the other incumbent. They were poisoning her dogs, for heaven's sakes. I mean, it was awful. Just vicious. Mhm. That's what goes on in the small town of Oceanside. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So the rundown of California. Here's California for you. You've got Governor Mussolini Brown has been reelected, so he's got a fourth term, which is absolutely unholy. You've got
what happened here too, right?
No, I didn't see any of you guys as racist. I just got my front page.
Cuomo is still here.
Oh, come quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, no matter what we did, couldn't get rid of him.
I know. And we also got Gruesome Newsom back as the lieutenant governor. We've got every liberal libtard up there from, you know, A to Z in Sacramento. We got, unfortunately, my friend Thomas Krause did not beat Rocky Chavez, the rhino communist, in my estimation, who is all pro amnesty.
Let me pull your microphone away from your speaker.
Okay. Okay, so I don't know if it's mine or if it's you guys or if it's Robert's phone. Okay.
No, it's better now.
Okay, I pulled it as far away as I could, and I actually turned the sound down on the speakers all the way.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that we got all these bad people. My friend Barbara Decker lost. Thomas Krause lost. The good news in Vista was communist Cody didn't become mayor. In Escondido, they defeated Prop H, which was a complete Agenda 21 green monster nightmare. And I'm so glad the voters took that away. They reelected their mayor Sam Abed, which is perfect. We've got a whole bunch of nonsense. The worst part of this whole thing, the one proposition they screwed up on was of the releasing of the criminals or doing some BS about, you know, if it's a nonviolent this and nonviolent that, you know, they're giving these people a break. There were several propositions that they voted down, which was perfect because these were bad. The two main ones, though, which was the water bond and the state budget amendment, they voted yes for. And I'm just... what they're going to do with Prop 1 is absolutely, it's going to take the Agenda 21 to new heights in California, believe me. They are going to take away that Klamath Dam, I'm telling you right now. They are going to, they're messing us up so bad. It is just, my head is about to just fly off the, you know, just fly. I
have this thing that I don't think any state that watches their debt and keeps them in control. Not one dime of their tax money should go to a state that keeps spending above what their means are.
I agree with you.
I would cut California off. You wouldn't get a single dime from another state until you learned how to manage your own business.
It's not going to happen, Bill, because look what I just told you. You've got Gruesome Newsom, Mussolini Brown, all the rest of these clowns. We got Torlakson instead of Tuck for the schools. It's going to be filled with Common Core. My friend Sage Nauman lost too in Carlsbad, and he was going for schools. I mean, that guy's a conservative and a good guy all the way. So a lot of my good people lost, and that's very sad because they could have made a difference. They could have made a real difference. We could have gotten rid of Chavez. We could have gotten Barbara Decker in there, who's the first contact who talked to me about Agenda 21 5 years ago, and I mean, we just lost all the way around. We really, really did. California. And you know what's weird, Bill? I heard, like, I think it was 3 or 4 days prior to the election day, that they were predicting, all the conservatives or the patriots were predicting that this state is on its way to bankruptcy, and there's going to be a big upheaval when the federal government is begging everyone to bail out California, and it's just not going to be pretty. So
I don't want to bail them out.
I agree
my
with
state
you.
My state has watched its P's and Q's and kept its things in order to have a surplus, not a deficit. And our tax dollars should be going to fund a state that just has ignorance leading it down the drain and continues to put these people in office that are leading them down the drain. Your taxes are too high. You've got people fleeing your state left and right. So what's the governor do? He goes out and calls out for illegals to come there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, he's nuts. That's why I call him, you know, Benito. Benito Brown. I can't stand it. And then of course, the idiot-in-chief speech today, I thought, you know, it's just the same old Marxist rhetoric I hear every single day out of that idiot's mouth. He's lying through his teeth. He's not going to reach out to Republicans. He's a consummate liar, and he knows when he's lying. So that's the end of that story. I can't listen to that thing anymore. I just can't. I mean, he's got his Sasquatch wife out there stumping, you know, pushing the race card and telling the black people to go out and vote.
The race card. Let's talk about that a second.
Okay.
Amnesty will reduce the amount of blacks in the population percentage-wise. Amnesty will cause blacks' unemployment to go up.
Yep.
Amnesty will put blacks behind illegals for education.
Yes,
everything
as they do white people. They do it to the white people, too. They're doing it in California.
How does the black population not see that whatever percent of the population you are now is shrinking, and amnesty is going to shrink you to where you don't even matter?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the people in Detroit and in Chicago, they figured it out. But the people in California are so, I mean, I don't think that they can even be called mildly retarded at this point. I'm not kidding. Russia's low information label doesn't even begin to cover it. I'm serious. These people are so flaming stupid. I'm surprised that they can walk out their door without assistance. I can't stand it. It's worse here than it is where you are, because this is a very blue state. We only had in our state 30% turnout. And in other states, it was 45 to 50 or higher. That's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with absolute nut jobs.
I'm not sure what it was here in Indiana for those offices that were up to be voted for, but Indiana is a very red state.
I know. Praise God.
And if you look at the things about Indiana and compare us to all of our neighbors, we far outshine them as far as jobs. As far as freedoms and liberties, we still have many.
Thank God.
But we've seen a big wave last night, not just in the Senate, but in governorships.
Yes. And in the House, too.
The problem I'm seeing is they did their best to keep any Tea Party type of people out of elections.
Yes. Oh, they do.
And
they do it all the time.
The establishment, folks, it has taken both the establishment of both parties, and that includes Mitch McConnell, to put us in the condition we're in. Amnesty with family reunification is the end of this country.
Oh, I know. I agree with you. What they're doing here with these illegals from the South is exactly what Europe has done with the Muslims. They have allowed it to happen, and it is not pretty. I don't care what you do when you dilute your normal people with all of this nonsense who do not assimilate and have no intentions of ever assimilating. That's what you're going to get.
Nobody ever pays attention to a group like La Raza, which name stands for the race.
They're communists.
Or their mantra, for the race everything, for those outside the race nothing. These
sounds like Islam to me.
They're taxpayer dollars, and they're attempting to tear down our country with those taxpayer dollars.
Of course they are. Well, well, yeah, and they all their handouts, you know.
You know, this Holder sent out these people to monitor the voting. And he did that right alongside a George Soros-funded group that was doing it.
Yeah.
Don't mention the Koch brothers if you can't answer for Soros.
Precisely. Well, there's a lot of others. There's Bill Gates. There's Warren Buffett. There's tons of people, tons with money. And you know that. I mean, if you look into it and dig into it, there's always a large percentage points difference. When whoever's funding the Dems, the Democrats get more money from the special interests, always. It's usually 30 to 40 million more for the Democrats per time or whatever it is.
Democrats spent $210 million, or what was it? But they spent way more than Republicans did in these races. But all I've heard today on C-SPAN is how Republicans' spending is what done this and that. Matter of fact, I consider C-SPAN as a liberal organization now, a liberal news network or whatever, because today on C-SPAN was nothing more than excuse-making, whining about the losses the Democrats took. Blaming anybody but the ideology and the proposals put out there, constantly referring to the Republicans as obstructors, when the truth is, it's the Senate's Harry Reid who has obstructed anything getting done. They totally ignore that Reid has refused to let bills on the floor for a vote.
That's right.
A pretty large number of them.
Yeah, there's over 300.
Yeah, he's blocked amendments being presented. He changes the rules of voting from 51 to 60, back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
The election's over, but Harry Reid still holds an office.
Exactly. I get that. But he doesn't have the power anymore. And the problem is we've got Rhino McConnell, who's not that. Why is he the chosen one? What's wrong with Rand Paul? I don't understand that. How did that come about?
Well, it's because Mitch is the one who will kiss the Democrats' rear. He has done it so many times.
Jesus.
Mitch will side with them on amnesty, although he talked against it in his running for office. I guarantee you, I was there in 2006 when McConnell was supporting George W. Bush's push for amnesty. Oddly enough, they claim the same number of illegals today as they did then. They're trying to tell you that there hasn't been enough push. They're saying 11.3 million, and the truth is it's over 30 million illegals in this country.
Yes,
they have
I know.
And that is by the elected.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm an illegal already. Don't feel bad.
Well, I'm sorry that you lost, Robert. I know you gave it your best shot, and you saw how
no,
evil
no, no.
Was it.
Yeah, but Linda, they didn't even count my right in vote. They didn't even count my vote in. They gave the right in 0%. Last night it was at 5%. Julio Gonzalez received 95% of the vote. Did I check the Division of Elections? Only 50,000 people voted for 100%. So what the bastard did was this. He boycotted everybody not to vote for the House seat. You understand? He only needed 50,000. He told people not to vote for the House seat, right? There's 150,000. I've represented 150,000 representatives. I mean, it's constituents. You understand?
Right.
So what do I? What are my recourses, Bill Strong? I don't know what to do.
Well, you lost. That's it. You either try again someday or give it up.
In a legal matter like that, I would advise you to get a hold of Ron Golden.
Challenge the count.
Say that again. Oh, I wrote to the Florida Division of Elections. I said to Mingwell, I said, at least count my votes, sir. I don't care if it's 99 minus 1. Right?
Jeez. That's
Hello?
A shame.
I'm
here.
Right? Lindla, I just wanted to let you know that, and I'm getting ready to work another shift.
Okay.
So
okay.
I just wanted to call and just say I gave
my
best.
But number two,
I know where I stand. Okay?
Right.
And I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks, Robert. Be blessed.
Hey, Robert, we're proud of you.
I'm proud of you too. And I love everybody. I love everybody.
Thank you, darling.
Bye, Robert.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
hon. Bye-bye, hon. Okay, so now, yeah, he's dropped off. Is it clearer now?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, because his phone lines, I don't know what he does with his phone lines, but they're kind of a mess. Anyway,
I
wanted to, you know, Bill, I'm glad you talked about this right-left paradigm, because that actually came up in one of the voters was talking about it yesterday. And the supervisor kind of cut him off when he got into the territory of electioneering. I was reading because there was so much crap going on last week and the week before. And I ran back into my book called The Real George Washington, which I read probably 4 or 5 years ago. And this is part of his farewell address. It's very short. I'm not going into the whole thing. But he talked about party affiliation. He talked about the two-party system. And he called it a frightful despotism. So this is part of the book. It says, throughout Washington's presidency, he was ceaselessly afflicted by the wranglings of the Federalist and Republican parties. He was usually successful in remaining aloof from the squabbling, doing what he felt was right despite the constant push and pull of opposing philosophies of government. But he feared the destructive influence of political parties. And he sought to warn his countrymen, quote, in the most solemn manner against the baneful effects of the spirit of party. This spirit, unfortunately, is inseparable from our nature, having its root in the strongest passions of the human mind. The alternate domination of one faction over another, or one party over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, is itself a frightful despotism. A fire not to be quenched. It demands a uniform vigilance to prevent its bursting into a flame, lest, instead of warming, it should consume. End quote. He then emphasized the vital need for morality in government. And this goes to the attack on Christianity, which I'm going to get into. Quote, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness. The mere politician, equally with the pious men, ought to respect and to cherish them. A volume could not trace all their connections with private and public felicity, and let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. What say you? Hello?
I don't think that the way this nation was laid out, you take God out of the nation and it'll fall.
Well, that's the whole point of progressivism. They want it to be statism. They want to take God away and make the state just like Lenin and Stalin did. And Hitler, by the way.
We see that. We see the new crop of GOP that was just elected. How many of them are talking about compromise?
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
Has there been any compromise? the last 6 years?
Well, yeah, they acquiesce. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on. I mean,
to me, when they claim, well, they're going to compromise, they are going to give in.
Yes, yes. That's not what we're supposed to be doing.
That policy is like a virus. Once it gets in, it's hard to get out.
It never goes away, right? Just like Medicare, EPA, all the crap we ever put up with. There's never been a government agency or bureaucracy that ever goes away that should go away, ever. Or program. I'm sick of it. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. Is that Nick listening in? I couldn't tell. Because I thought I heard... I know Yola was on, but I thought I heard
I'm
Nick.
I'm still
listening.
Here. Yeah,
oh,
you
there
heard
you
Nick.
Are.
Yeah, you heard Nick. He's talking to his puppy.
Oh, gotcha. Anyway, so let me hear about the elections in Indiana. How did things go for you guys?
In my district, it was pretty much a cleanup by the Republicans.
Praise God. And how about your local stuff, like community or city council, mayors?
Well, we may have Republican people in those offices, but they're just as corrupt as the left.
Yeah. Yeah.
They use insider investing and trading to pad their pockets. That's why we have the same family name that's been on the ballot for the last 30 years.
Oh, my God.
That just keeps going from father to son to nephew to whatever. And people aren't smart enough to realize these people are using you to pad their own wealth and their own power.
Well, the other thing, like Washington was talking about, these parties, when they get everybody on board thinking that one's different from the other, and Bill, you know they're not. You know they're not. It's despotism because they've got you dancing to their tune, like you're a little puppet on a string, and they know it, and we buy into it.
For the last 5 years, I've been saying establishment Republicans, Democrats, it's the same crap, just two different files. All they're doing is jockeying to see who's going to be in total control when it all comes down.
Sure. Well, it's not just that. They want perpetual control. And they want to keep us asleep and like in Plato's cave, and that we think that we're actually, when we're voting, that we're going to change things. Well, for 236 or 8 years, we ain't changed nothing. We have not changed one damn thing by going to the polls. It's still marching in the same direction of progressivism and down the rat hole. That's what I see.
You've done enough research and stuff into Agenda 21 to know what I'm saying, about to say is true.
Sure.
Both sides of the aisle are working
for
Agenda 21. Both sides of the aisle are seeking total control over the populace. Both sides of the aisle are seeking to take away every freedom and liberty that we have, as long as all we are for to them is to serve them.
Right. Here's the thing, Bill. I can name in my region the RINOs. That idiot Mayor Faulkner of San Diego is not a Republican. Rocky Chavez Assembly is not a Republican. Other people who say they're Republicans in my hometown are not. These people are all of the same eagle, just, you know, they're all the same feathers, just one big bird. And they're lying through their teeth. They all have no conscience. They all don't care. They're lying about being Republicans or being patriots. No, they're not. They lie. They hide behind that R.
I see that same thing going on with independence.
Sure.
A true independent is not going to be a progressive liberal. And the Bernie Sanders and this guy that was running in Kansas, these guys were not independents. They were Democrats in disguise.
Sure. Yeah, you know, like I said, what they do is they hide behind those labels, Bill. They lie. They just sit there. And they use it like a smokescreen, and they lie through their teeth.
They know the name Democrat was toxic this election.
Yes.
So that's why the guy in Kansas called himself an independent. But if you listen to him talk, you knew this guy was a liberal from the moment he opened his mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to see. So I wanted to ask Yola how her local races went, her state races and all that.
We got a couple in, but some of them were...
You elected the youngest member of Congress in the history of the country, a girl, 18 years old.
Yep.
Wow.
And
that's
she's
amazing.
A Republican.
Yep, that was the one biggie. She's
good.
From the north country, north of us.
Awesome.
So,
what's the name?
Oh Lord, why do you ask me this when I'm so tired? I couldn't tell you right now.
I can't
even tell you the ones for the local, other than
right.
I know between Maffei and Kiko, it was six of one, half a dozen of another. You know,
okay.
But we don't like Maffei, so we took him out of there.
Got it.
So we got Kiko, so that's hopefully going to be good. I don't know.
I know, honey. Because
your
state's as blue as mine. I mean, we're like neck and neck for Bluedom. Yeah. And Bill is absolutely
my
correct.
My county in itself was all blue. My county.
Wow. Yeah. Well, the whole, as far as I can see, the whole state of California is blue right now. It's so bad. It is so bad.
Did you notice that the state that Obama's from and the state that the Clintons are from both turned to Republican governors?
Yes,
isn't
they did.
Great?
I know. Praise Jesus.
Some people do wake up.
Some do.
And Obama still can't get this. He still don't get through his head that it's his policies.
Oh, he knows. He just lies about it.
Black people in Chicago coming out and saying, talking against you, and saying the truth. You know, what good is a hike in the minimum wage if you don't have a job?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly,
and
Bill. The thing with Obama is he knows he.
I talked this last night, but you should take a look at who's invested in these technology machines that will replace workers at fast food restaurants and stuff.
Oh, lovely.
Look who's invested
in
those kinds of technologies and stuff, and you're going to find out it's the left.
Yep.
Right. And here's the other thing, Bill. What you said about Bathhouse Barry is partially true, but let me tell you something. This guy knows exactly that it's his policies, but he lies about it. When he's in front of the public, that man cannot tell the truth. He cannot. I don't think he has truth in him. I don't think it exists. It's not there.
Well, I kind of feel that way about the media, too.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Well, they're in the tank room.
Absolutely.
They're all communists, every freaking one of them. They're sick. And the ones who aren't, who pretend to be Fox News, yada, yada, They're just ignorant. That's all they are. They're ignorant. I'm sorry. And then the guy, there was a guy who is about as Republican as, Joe Biden. His name was Neil Kashkari. He went up against Mussolini Brown this time as governor. And he lost by quite a pretty good sized margin, but we had 30% turnout and it was 20% of likely voters. Only 20% even knew that he was running. So, and he spent plenty of money. Now, Neil Kashkari hides behind the R because I don't think he has any patriotism or loyalty to any party or anything except himself. That's what I think. Because that's just the way he comes across. He's like a grifter, and it's just it's amazing to me. It's really amazing. I just wanted to go ahead.
We have turned from a country where the population, the people, controlled the government, to the exact opposite, where now the government controls the people.
Oh sure. Well, we're just about 5 seconds away from that iron-fisted BS that I warn about. I've warned about this for 4 years. I'm telling you, they're going to do it. Someday, when this stuff hits the fan, Bill, and we have to go into the woods, they're going to do it. You think they won't? They'll do it. Oh, in a heartbeat. They'll take that Stalin-style fist, and they'll get those tanks out there. I'm telling you, they've already got the FEMA camps ready to go. That's all they need is one excuse, and they'll do it.
Well, I won't be surprised if Obama doesn't start all that before he leaves office.
Because
guy that before he'll lose, he'll destroy everything.
Yes,
he
will.
The board game and he was losing, would get up and smack the game off the table.
Yeah.
Okay, we know how the fight ends.
But you know what? Then he'll find out what we're made of, Bill. Then he'll really see it. He'll see what 325 million guns in the hands of 112 million patriots can look like, aimed at his ugly face. I don't care who heard that either, because he'll find out. That's what I said in one of my blogs. I said, you just keep pushing, and you're going to find out what we're made of, you rat SOBs. I did, too. I don't care. I'm done. I don't care anymore. Come take me.
Well, you know, I've never advocated for physically harming the guy, but I have advocated highly that the man should be in prison facing his socialist utopia for the rest of his life.
Absolutely.
Where everything he was trying to do to us is done to him. Where he's told when to get up, when to lay down, where to sleep, what he can eat, what he can't eat, what he can have, what he can't have, when to do this, when to do that.
Right.
Exactly.
Because that's exactly what he tried to give to the rest of us.
Exactly. Yeah, because he's a dictator, or he wants to be. He's a dickhead. Yeah.
Okay, so Bill, now that we have the majority in the Senate and the House, why can't they not take him out?
They could. They absolutely could.
But they won't, because a large part of them are tied into the agenda.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's true. And the other thing that's a problem, that's it. It's the establishment. They're gutless. The good guys. Yeah, it's true. I'd love to see it happen. At least the only thing I would say is if they would at least try to repeal that goddamn Obamacare, because it's just got to go.
That was going to be my next point I was going
to
make.
They probably won't do that either.
They probably will bring it up, of course, but Obama will reject it. But then they'll probably start going after it piece by piece, like the medical device tax and other things.
Here's my question. Let's say the Senate passes what the House gives them, okay? And they put it on Schmuckface's desk, and he vetoes it. Can the Senate, when it goes back to the Senate, can they not override that veto?
Yes, but it takes a pretty high percentage of, you have to have Democrats fighting with you to do it.
Exactly.
A high percentage of votes to do it.
Probably I know, I get that.
To do it, right?
I don't know if it's two-thirds or three-fourths.
It can be done.
It can. Oh, you bet it can. And that's why, you know, we could do all this by the states. And I like Mark Levin's idea with the Convention of States, which is actually Article 5. And that's where once the states decide on doing it and you get X amount of states to do certain things and they bring up one or two points, those can actually be ratified as amendments to the Constitution, given the will to do it, if they have the guts to do it.
Right.
You look, now would be a time to do something, since 32 of the states have a Republican governor.
You got that right.
Right.
I agree.
But again, don't hold your breath, because many of these people that won were considered moderates.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
And to me, a moderate is a weak conservative. Let's hope that is in your head.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty sad.
There is no middle in this battle between good and evil. There is
no
middle.
No, you got that
ground.
Right. No, there isn't.
And for folks to try to take it and call themselves moderate what? You're a moderate socialist?
Yeah, they're moderate horse feathers. That's what they are, little horse feathers. I'm telling you, you know, I have no use for these people who are not patriots. I'm sorry. They have no backbone. They're just, you know, it's crazy. Well, this is what we're fighting. We are fighting good and evil, And that's pretty much it. We know it. That's why I read from Scripture. I know you guys missed that part, but it was from Matthew. Let me grab this so you guys can know at least the verse and all that. Let's see. Oh, I can't find it now. This was Matthew 23, 1 through 12. It's really cool. It's one of my favorite ones about talking about when Jesus says, "And call no man your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. Neither be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Christ." So talking about humbling yourselves so that you will be exalted and not be an exalted person who thinks they should not be humbled, you know, that sort of stuff. And look all around you. I mean, these people are so far removed from Scripture, it's just not even laughable anymore. It's like, oh, my right. Lord.
Well, there's one good note. The Pennsylvania woman that was kidnapped, she has been found. She's alive.
Oh.
They've got the perpetrator.
And,
you know, my prayers go out to that family. I saw the father on TV, and
oh wow,
it just it tears you up, because you look around this country, where is a child safe?
That's right.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I know,
where
it's pretty nuts.
Where is a woman safe?
Well, not unless you're packing one on your hip, you're not. You're not. Oh, I get that. In fact, I should try to get a concealed carry or whatever. I'm gonna come right back, because I'm gonna.
I'm a conservative, but I gotta believe that even a liberal woman appreciates respect.
Well,
you
I
would
think
they
do.
So.
I would think they would. Although many, you know, hey, I've walked by a woman before and just said hi, and she went off on me.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Well, you know, I think that some people, you know, if they have PTSD, if they've ever been hurt or something by a stranger or somebody, you know, you got to take that into consideration. But, you know, whatever. I got 8 minutes left. I'm going to do the 19-second deal from the one that Ron used to do, and I love this one. And this is how I feel about the District of Criminals.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I just thought we'd have a little comic relief.
I love that little guy. He's so
isn't
cute.
That cute? That is so funny. And I want to thank you guys for being on here, and stay with me for a minute, because we still have about 7 minutes. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my family, who is like the little warriors. And I did text Bill explaining that what kind of has been going on, because my mom is going to have a doctor's appointment this week with a really good person in our area. Our whole family is probably going to be going, my sister, myself, and my niece Jenny, because mom's getting into that point where she's very forgetful and she's got some things going on. So we want a really good diagnosis, and we need prayers. And she's physically fine, you know, it's just aging, and she'll be 92 this month. So on the 22nd. Yeah, and so we're just doing everything we can to help her through. I took her to the thing today to get her hair done, because she loves to get her hair professionally washed and set, and, you know, all that. And then I did all her grocery shopping, put everything away, do everything I can for her, because these are things that are, you know, this is a very rough time for all of us, because we went through this with my father, who suffered with Alzheimer's for 6 years, and that was no pleasant task for any of us, especially my poor mom. So, you know, and I told my niece Jenny, I said, you know, I've got to remember that I'm here to help her, and no matter what happens, if it gets too crazy, I just have to leave the room or the house or whatever for a few minutes, and,
you know.
Yeah, to understand that she's my mom, bless her heart. In all my growing up years, she did all my shopping and cleaning for me. She did all my diaper changes. She did everything for me. She never complained taking me to dance class. So it's my turn. So that's kind of it. And I just, you know, I just want to say, you know, praise God, and we'll get Jesus' blessing on this whole deal. And you guys are so supportive. And I just thank you, Bill, for praying for that, you know, whole outcome to be okay. And we just, like I said, we want a decent diagnosis. We want to know what the next steps are. What are we doing? You know, how much help, you know, all these things. So that's kind of where we are.
Difficult to take care of an elderly
Yes.
parent.
Yes,
take
it
my
is.
Word for it. I've been there. I've done that.
It is hard because you're so connected, you can't step back. And so...
Well, you have to... In a
what?
Certain extent, you have to step back a little because you're going to have to be doing things that you would never expect to do for your mom, like bathing her and such things.
Right.
And you just have to carry on a conversation out of the blue about something funny or silly or whatever.
Sure. Absolutely.
Those are the things you're going to have to do, Linda.
Oh,
and
I know.
I've done that, so I know how to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's payback because not, you know, it's kind of like paying it forward or whatever because when I had my back surgery, guess who helped me in my shower at the age of 58 years old? My mother, because I couldn't do it.
Right.
I wasn't allowed to be in there alone. My doctor said, I will kill you. Anyway, thank you guys for being there, and I'm glad that that all you guys, everything you guys do, everything you do for, you know, educating yourselves and educating others and keeping abreast of what's going on politically, reading your scripture, thinking about all of us at Patriot Families. I'm really excited about that. I would love to see Ron come back. I miss his voice.
Yes, right.
So I'm going to have to email him when I have a minute. Like, my whole day was gone. I was up at 4 o'clock. I didn't get home until 9:15 last night. So, you know. I haven't had a chance, but I will this week. I'll give him a nice email, and, you know, I'm just excited about coming next week onto Bill's show, and hopefully Ron will have one, and then I'll do a bang-up job, and hopefully we'll just, like, continue on the best we can.
Right.
So, you guys, I'm gonna go ahead and find – I think I've got a – I don't know where my stuff is. Sometimes this studio gets to you. You can't – here, it's in here somewhere. I was going to get Living in America and play a couple bits. And God bless you guys. There's
God
other shows,
you.
Mike B., but thank you, Bill. And thank everybody in your room. And, yo, you and Nick.
God bless you,
all
too.
These guys.
Bill,
okay,
and
sweetheart.
God bless you,
yes,
all.
Absolutely. We'll keep hanging in there. We'll keep in contact because we got to have another reunion or my name's not, you know, right from the left coast.
Pray for the country.
Absolutely. Every day. Yeah. It's crazy. I just brought the music down a little bit so we could go background music. And good old Living in America. So you guys have a blessed evening. Love you. See you next week on Bill's show for sure.
Okay.
Love you.
See you next week.
Love you guys.
Sorry about last night, Bill.
All right. Just fly behind the wheel. Love you guys. Good night. See ya.
Good night, Linda.
Night.